The Light, Surah An-Nur. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on the issue of chastity, concealment, purity of the Muslim community, and keeping it pure of the causes of immoral behavior, and the scheming of the hypocrites in spreading it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Suratun anzalnaha wa faradnaha wa anzalna fiha ayatin bayyinatin la'allakum tadhakkarun.
Explanation. Verse number 1. This is a surah I revealed, made acting upon its rulings necessary, and in which I revealed clear verses, in the hope that you will be reminded of the rulings it contains, and then practice them.
الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين.
Verse number 2. The unmarried fornicating man and woman, flog each one of them with 100 lashes, and no softness or mercy should affect you, whereby you do not establish the fixed punishment upon them, or you make it lighter for them, if you believe in Allah and the Last Day. And a group of believers should be present when the fixed punishment is being executed on them, to go to the limit of publicizing their crime, and to deter them and others.
الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين.
Verse number 3. A fornicating man does not incline to marry except a fornicating woman like himself, or an idolater who does not stay away from fornication. A fornicating woman does not incline to marry except a fornicating man like herself, or an idolater who does not stay away from it. And marrying a fornicating male and female has been forbidden for believers.
والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم ثمانين جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Verse number 4. Those who accuse chaste women of adultery, and chaste men likewise, and do not then bring 4 witnesses to testify to adultery they have accused them of, flog them, O leaders, with 80 lashes and never accept their testimony. Those who accuse chaste women are out of the obedience of Allah.
إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
Verse number 5. Except those who repent to Allah after what they have done and correct their actions, for Allah will accept their repentance and their testimony. Allah is forgiving to those of His servants who repent and is merciful to them.
والذين يرمون أزواجهم ولم يكن لهم شهداء إلا أنفسهم فشهادة أحدهم 4 شهادات فشهادة أحدهم أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الصادقين.
Verse number 6. And those men who accuse their wives, but do not have witnesses to testify to the authenticity of what they have accused them of, besides themselves, one amongst them will testify by Allah four times, that he is truthful in the accusation of adultery he has made against his wife.
والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين.
Verse number 7. Then on his fifth testimony, he will add that he is deserving of curse if he is lying in what he has accused her of.
ويدرأ عنها العذاب أن تشهد أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين.
Verse number 8. Through this, she will be deserving of the fixed punishment for adultery. She will repel this fixed punishment by testifying by Allah four times that he is lying in what he has accused her of.
والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين.
Verse number 9. Then on her fifth testimony, she will add that the anger of Allah be on her if he is truthful in what he has accused her of.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله تواب حكيم.
Verse number 10. Had it not been for Allah's grace on you, O people, and His mercy on you, and that He accepts those who repent amongst His servants, and is wise in His managing and legislating, He would have quickly punished you for your sins and disgraced you through them. Beneficial points. 1. Any type of discussion concerning great matters should be done in such a way as to indicate their greatness. 2. The fornicator loses respect and mercy in the Muslim community. 3. Implementing the fixed punishments is amongst the means of protecting against crimes. 4. The social boycott against the fornicators is a means of protecting the community against them and a means of deterring them from adultery. 5. Categorizing the punishment of one who accuses of adultery into a tangible punishment, a fixed punishment, and an immaterial one, rejecting his testimony and labeling him as immoral, is proof to the danger of this action.
إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم.
Verse number 11. Those that brought the slander, which was accusing the mother of the believers Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, of adultery, are a group which affiliate themselves to you, O believers. Do not consider the slander they made as bad for you, but rather it is good, due to the reward and testing of the believers it contains, and due to the clearing the name of the mother of the believers it brings with it. For each person who shared in accusing her of adultery is the reward of the sin he earned, due to uttering the slander, and for the one who bore the majority of that by starting it is a great punishment. The one meant by that is the leader of the hypocrites, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul.
لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين.
Verse number 12. When the believers heard this great slander, why did they not believe the faultlessness of their believing brothers, who are accused of that and say, this is a clear lie?
لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء فإذ لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون.
Verse number 13. Why did those who accused the mother of the believers Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, not bring four witnesses upon their grave accusation to testify to the authenticity of what they attributed to her? But if they do not bring four witnesses on that, and they will never be able to bring them, they are liars in the order of Allah.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم.
Verse number 14. Had it not been for Allah's grace on you, O believers, and His mercy on you, as He did not quickly punish you and He accepted the repentance of those amongst you who repented, a great punishment would have afflicted you, due to the lie and accusation against the mother of the believers you delved into.
إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِندَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ.
Verse number 15. When you were relating it from one another, and passing it to one another through your mouths, despite its falsehood, you had no knowledge. You were thinking that is easy and light, whereas it is grave in the sight of Allah, due to its containing lying and accusing an innocent person.
ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم.
Verse number 16. Why did you not say when you heard the slander, it is not right for us to talk about this gross matter? Purity belongs to you, our Lord. This slander which they accused the mother of the believers of is a great lie.
يَعِظُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Verse number 17. Allah reminds you and advises you so that you do not repeat such a slander and accuse an innocent person of adultery if you believe in Allah.
ويبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم.
Verse number 18. Allah makes clear for you the verses which comprise His rulings and advices. Allah is knowing of your actions, nothing of them being hidden from Him, and He shall reward you for them, wise in His managing and His legislating.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 19. Those who love for immoral acts to spread amongst the believers, one of them being to accuse of adultery, for them is a painful punishment in the world by the fixed punishment of slander being executed upon them, and for them is the fire of hell in the hereafter. Allah knows their lies and the outcome of His servants' matter, and He knows what is best for them, and you do not know that.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم.
Verse number 20. Had it not been for Allah's grace upon you, O you who fell into slander, and His mercy on you, and had it not been that Allah is compassionate and merciful to you, He would have punished you quickly. Beneficial points. 1. The hypocrites focus on breaking the centers of reliance in the Muslim community by spreading false accusations. 2. The hypocrites sometimes tempt some of the believers to join them in their actions. 3. A believer's affliction is an expiation for his sins and raising of his status. 4. The mother of the believers, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, was honored by having her innocence declared from above the seven heavens. 5. The punishment of those sharing in a sin varies according to their role therein. 6. It is necessary to remain firm in the face of false rumors. 7. Adultery is not established except through evidence, and claiming it without evidence is slander. 8. Staying far from taking part in spreading lies is what is befitting a believer.